Welcome, everybody. This is the Idaho Water Resource Board meeting number 11-19. The date's December 10th, 2019, and we're meeting at 11 a.m. at our water center in the conference rooms in Boise, Idaho. And the first item we have on the agenda is the roll call. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Alberti?
Here.
Mr. Barker?
Present.
Ms. Cole Hansen?
I'm not worried though, I just didn't do it.
I don't know.
Mr. Grable?
Here.
Mr. Stevenson?
That was Bert, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Vanderhulen?
Here.
Mr. Vanstone?
Here.
And Chairman Chase?
Here. Okay, first item we have is an executive session.
Mr. Chairman, I move to resolve into executive session pursuant to Idaho Code Section 74-206-1, subsection F. I request that the board resolve into executive session to communicate with legal counsel regarding legal ramifications of and legal options for pending litigation for controversies not yet being litigated but eminently likely to be litigated. I request that a roll call vote be taken and that the secretary record the vote in the minutes of the meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. Call the roll, please.
Okay, Mr. Alberti?
Aye.
Mr. Barker?
Aye.
Ms. Cole Hansen?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Grable?
Aye.
Mr. Stevenson?
Aye.
Mr. Vanderhulen?
Aye.
Mr. Vanstone?
Aye.
And Chairman Chase?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the board resolve out of executive session and that the official minutes of the meeting reflect that no action was taken during the executive session.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Roll call work on this?
Just a voice vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Okay.
Next item.
Next item.
Immediately.
Give us 30 seconds.
We had to step away for a minute. We're going to bring the meeting back to order. Do we still have Joanne and Dale and Bert on the phone?
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You're still there, Joanne? Okay. All right, so we've got everybody accounted for. We'll go back to the agenda. And I turn the time over to Neely for the ESPA Camp Progress Report update.
Thank you, Mr. Grable. Good afternoon, board members. 1 minute afternoon. I think this will take about a half hour, so that should give you a little time for some of you that have commitments this afternoon. Just as some background, you'll recall at the November board meeting we discussed the latest draft of the ESPA Camp Progress Report. And in doing so, we talked about how it would be broken into three pieces. There would be a cover letter from the board to Speaker Bedke with a bunch of legislative folks and department folks CC'd to that letter. We also talked about a 10-page report that would sort of convey where we're at on implementing the camp. But then we'd have a third document that would be in appendices, and this is gonna be 30, 40 pages, and that's one that we're still bundling, and we decided not to bring that to you today because it would probably be a lot of text that you wouldn't need to review. So today, I'm gonna talk about some of the changes that you talked about at the November board meeting. I have incorporated those. I know I got a lot of feedback during the meeting, particularly on the recharge section in terms of how much going forward. I know that was something both Al and Jeff had presented some suggestions on how much we had left, and I have incorporated that. That's on page 5 below the graph. And we spelled out the different projects we wanted to implement in the upper and lower valley. And I think the guidance is that maybe we want to be a little vaguer, or at least not specify that, be so specific. So what we have now here is the board estimates that an additional 300 CFS of capacity will be needed in the Magic Valley region below American Falls Reservoir, and an additional 200 CFS will be needed in eastern Idaho upstream from American Falls Reservoir to reach the 250,000 acre foot average annual volume set forth in the ESPA camp. And then we added a sentence, the board has projects currently underway to accomplish the 300 CFS below American Falls Reservoir and 50 CFS above American Falls Reservoir. Going forward, the board will need continued funding to develop a minimum of additional 150 CFS in the upper valley. I think that was pretty close to the language that Jeff had suggested. And from the comments, the other comments in the meeting, after listening to the recording and reviewing some written comments, I didn't see anything that kind of pointed to a different direction there. So that's what we have there. So I guess if there's any questions, we could talk about that section now. I'd also mention that board member Barker sent me some extensive comments and track changes, and all of those, or almost all of those, were incorporated into this document. I also got some extensive track changes from Ann Bondi, and I've incorporated most of those into this document.
Mr. Chairman, I do have to leave early, so if I had a couple of comments. I want to commend Neely and the staff for putting this together. I think this is a really well done piece. I have two comments that I shared specifically with Neely before this. If you look at the letter on the third full paragraph, it says, over the period 2009 to 19, the budget has increased by an average of 54,000 acre feet on an annual basis. And I think it's more accurate to say that's where we're at now, or that that's where we've been at over the last 3 years, as opposed to being that's what we've done over the previous 10 years. And I talked with Neely, and I think we need to do a little tweaking to that language to make that clear. Because if you look at the graph, particularly on page 4 of the report, we've recharged over the 10-year period 156, and probably in a lot of the ESPA or groundwater settlements numbers were not included prior to that either. So we don't have those kinds of numbers in prior to 2016. So I think we need to make that clear, that this is something that we really accomplished primarily in the last 3 years.
Or currently. Excuse me.
I'd also highlight that I think that's in the document as well, a similar reference. And obviously the same change in the document.
Yeah. And then the other point I wanted to make is that on page 2, where there's a description of page 2 of the report, there's a description of the legal settlements, 1, 2, 3, fourth paragraph. And this is maybe a little sensitivity to the legislature's prerogatives, but it says the state of Idaho has committed to recharge 250,000 acre feet, and I think it previously said permanently committed. I still think committed might be a little strong for the legislature, particularly the legislature cannot commit future legislators to take action. So maybe we could use a different word, targeted however strongly we feel we can say that what the legislature has done. But we can't promise the legislature, we can't tell the legislature they're going to do this forever, so we have to be a little bit
currently gentler. currently committed
that would work, or
targeted
or something other than making it look to the legislature like we think we're always going to have that 250, because obviously this report tells them that we need it if we're going to meet their goals, but they have put money in, and we appreciate that, and we've done good things with their money, but we also know that there are dry years, both at the legislature and out on the plain. So those are my major comments on this current draft, and again, nice work to you.
Thank you, Alan. I think we've discussed those, and I agree those all need to be made. Those changes. I did receive some additional comments from Jeff Rabel.
Okay. think so.
He made a comment on page 7 of the document. Under funding, and suggested that the last two sentences under funding on page 7, that we acknowledge the, he talks about how we talk about the cigarette tax declining, and he thinks that in the last sentence of that paragraph, we should say something along the lines of, the board recognizes the cigarette tax revenue is declining. That as the revenue source declines, the board may be in need of additional funding sources to fully fund water sustainability and aquifer management projects. I think you're suggesting that instead of, therefore the board is planning for its share from the revenue sources to decrease over time.
Yeah, I just don't want us, we're just planning on getting less money. I want to say we acknowledge that the potential revenue from the cigarette tax is going to decline, and therefore we may need additional funding sources to maintain the program.
That's much better. I like that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Either you're keeping track of
these. Yes, I'm tracking.
I mean, not saying that the board is asking you to tap the general fund. Just a general statement that the money's going to have to come from somewhere to maintain these programs at the level that we're obligated to do them.
I think I understand that. We'll need funding, but we're not saying you have to provide us funding.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chair, I'm asking Neely to track these changes. At the end of this discussion, I think what we'd be looking for is a decision by the board to give the chair authorization to sign the letter and transmit the report, you know, with any final edits that you made.
Right. As per edited in today's board meeting.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Vince.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You on page 5, where we started, I'd like to go back to that if I could for just a moment. I've read this document over 3 or 4 times, and now all of a sudden, in my mind, I find that milepost 29 is 300 feet, and I was corrected earlier in the day that we hope that it's going to be 300 feet. And so I don't know how the rest of you would feel, but I would say the has currently underway to hopefully accomplish, because we don't know if it's going to be 150 feet.
Gotcha, the 300 CFS.
Yeah, yeah, and after reading it 3 times, as you know, this morning I was saying 300 feet because I read it.
You say up to 300 CFS?
I only said it because I read it.
Yeah.
Up to 300 CFS?
That would be fine. That would be fine. I'm just something there that there's a disclaimer that if it isn't 300 feet, we've covered our backside.
Yeah. Let's just leave the 300 out. Let's just say we have projects underway to accomplish a substantial portion of the below American Falls.
That would work with me as well. That would be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's not tie a number to it, low, high, or in between.
What about the 50 CFS above American Falls?
Same.
Leave that in, or?
I think to be consistent, I'd make it the same.
Yeah, yep.
So the board has projects currently underway to accomplish a substantial
portion of
the needed capacity
in the Magic Valley,
Magic Valley required capacity,
and just leave it that would above and below. Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't think we have a substantial portion of the above. We've got a minor portion above.
Okay. While we're on page 5, I will jump to another question that board member Raybould had. This is on the second paragraph of page 5. You'll see in there that we reference that 20-year average. And this is, you know, if we had our current capacity as of mid-2019, if we impose that capacity, cast it backwards over the hydrology of the last 20 years. If we cast our current capacity as of mid-2019 backwards 20 years, we would be averaging about 202 acre feet, 202,000 acre feet on an average annual basis. So there's a 20-year average there. Then you jump down to the bottom of page 5 under our section average annual volume definition for board recharge. And there, and this was a suggestion that came from Al's comments, was that we adjust our 10-year rolling average to a 30-year rolling average, because he argued that that's what we use for snowpack and for stream runoff, that he thought that might be a good fit here. While we have that, we've made that change here, Jeff raises a good point that if we're saying going forward we want to use a 30, but here we calculate our current capacity on a 20, is that confusing? And that's the question I think Jeff asks. Should we update this chart to a 30-year average, is I think what you're asking, Jeff.
Do we know how that changes the 202?
It'll bump it up a little bit because the 90s were wetter than average years.
They're pretty wet, and it would bump it up much closer to that green line. So I think what, and I've mentioned this to Al as well, he thought that maybe we could say, here's where we're at, but going forward we want to move towards a 30. But I wanted to throw this out because I know this was a point that you had raised, Jeff.
And I was just concerned that it would be, well, why have you condensed this down to a 20-year average for illustrative purposes and to tell us where you're at now and what how much more you need, but you're going to use a 30-year average. And so if we're going to use a 30-year average, do we need to use a 30-year average? And how much would that bump up to 202? I know 97 was really wet, but in the early 90s, it seemed like there were some really dry years. 92 comes to mind as a really dry year. So I didn't know if it would deviate from that 200,000 acre foot number that we've kind of been floating around.
We did talk to staff that they calculated this, and they had some draft calculations of what that would be, and we'd be much very close to the green line, almost there, to our 30-year average because of that wet cycle.
Right.
So the question, we could go down to a 20-year rolling average at least, and then it would always leave the option to jump up to a 30 going forward. Maybe it works through.
Mr. Chairman, just my perspective, when we started planning this program, we used post-2000 numbers.
Yeah.
You know, because the water supply after 2000 looks substantially different than the water supply before 2000. You know, so we wanted to err on the side of conservatism if we really were in an era of climate change, the change of water supply, things like that. And that led us right to this 20-year average for calculating capacity.
Mr. Chairman, along with that, when we met camp, we looked back at we started about 2000 looking forward.
Yeah.
So that would be consistent with that 2000 time frame.
And we do have a 20-year implementation on the camp as well.
You know what, we've got an answer. If somebody says, well, why are you saying 20 up here and you're saying 30 down here? Because we think going forward a 30-year rolling average is appropriate. It matches up with how we do everything else. But we don't think it's appropriate to drag numbers pre-2000 into our analysis of what our capacity is, because things are different now than they were. Maybe. I don't know. If we can do that, then I probably don't think we need to change this page. Go ahead. Okay.
And then I guess I would jump to page 11 of the report. And I'm getting to the end of these changes, so we're getting close. The last bullet of the recommendation, this was another question that Mr. Raybould had. There was what are we asking there? Are we just saying we plan to determine whether there is a need to amend the camp to include an updated implementation section? That is what we're saying. It's moving forward, the board will have to determine whether that is needed, is I think the intent there. So I don't know, if that's the intent. If you still want to include it, we can, but we could drop it if you think that is maybe.
Well, I'm not opposed to say just what you're saying. I just read it in that the plain reading of it, I didn't take that from it. I had to sit back and think about it.
Gotcha.
And so you've got these others, the Idaho Water Resource Board is exploring the development. The Idaho Water Resource recommends submission. Maybe it just needs to see the Idaho Water Resource Board will determine whether there's a need to amend.
Perfect.
Or is exploring the need to amend. Something like that.
Just briefly now, I would jump to the letter. I want to just highlight a couple other changes that were suggested. I received a couple from Bert. In the first sentence, it was a very simple change from on May 8th, 2019, the board received, and instead of a letter,
your letter,
which is, yeah. It should have read that initially. You heard about the change that Al had in that second to last paragraph on the first page that, you know, if we're saying over the 10-year period, we've adjusted that aquifer budget, that on an annual basis, that's not correct. We've been doing that basically the last 2 or 3 years. So I will make that change as of 2019 or as of the past 3 years. I think 2019 is probably a safer bet because those are different averages. Some of those in that table are 2 years, some of them are three.
Yeah.
Moving to the second page, the very first paragraph, you see the words historic water settlement required a significant commitment. So we'd add the word a. And then going down, the third paragraph from the bottom, the board invites regular public feedback from stakeholders on the ESPA in its regular meetings. I think we want to get rid of that first regular.
Oh.
And it's just repetitive. That was another
yep.
thing that was caught. And that was all the comments I received on the letter.
Neely, could I make one more? And it's not a very serious one. On your CC list, move the Idaho Water users, Paul Arrington, down past Rick Youngblood. Keep your legislators all together.
Yeah.
Will do.
Oh, yeah.
One other item, Mr. Chairman. A couple items. First, the date on the letter will be updated to today.
Okay.
Second, on the CC list, does it make sense to add the Lieutenant Governor as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Right below Governor Brad Little.
That's her spot.
Protocol.
That's where I would think that should go, below Brad.
Okay, I'll make that addition.
Probably ought to do this according to hierarchy, and maybe Burke can help you with that, but I'm guessing that, you know, the letter is to the speaker, but the pro tem ought to probably follow, and he is right there. Make sure we've got all this in the proper pecking order.
Okay.
Well, if you're going to do that, then you want to move Senator Lee Heisler ahead of Mark Gibbs. And the
that's right.
Senators
yeah.
are always more important than the hierarchy there.
Yeah, I've heard that.
What about Senator Steve Baer?
Move him up with you got to keep him and
I see
Rick because they're both the finance people.
What
they're
about
JPEG, one's finance, other's
just above Rick
appropriation.
What about Paul Arrington? Does he fit in the middle there? With
he's dead last. We
yeah.
moved him to the bottom.
Okay.
I'll put him ahead of Brian.
Well, we could debate that for quite a while. Okay.
We could eat lunch on that one.
Yeah. Okay. Does anybody else have any other comments or recommended changes to either the letter or the proposed document? Report, I guess is what it's called.
Yes.
This
Bert, I have some question. Will we get, will you email to us the corrected copies here before we send it out?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to approve this with the edits that we've suggested today. I guess we'll have a vote to approve it, and if we vote to approve it, it will be with the edits, and then maybe we could have, 48 or 72 hours for everybody to get their eyes over this one more time, and if they see anything, we could make a little punctuation correction or something like that, but I think we need to decide this is our report.
Yeah, that would be our plan, Mr. Chairman. You know, say by close of business Friday.
Yeah.
Something like that, and then that would give us time to make any last minute edits that we may see over the next 2 days, and then get some reports ready to be sent out next week, you know, to the folks on the list.
If you could, that's all I had, Jeff.
Okay.
If you need a motion, I'd be happy to make the motion that we accept this as presented here to include the edits that were talked about.
Okay. Second. Okay. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay. I'm assuming this can just be a roll or a voice void. Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Mr. Chairman, you're back in the room. We're down to non-action items. Do you want to?
I'll just finish up.
Okay. All right. Non-action items. Let's start on the phone. Bert, do you have anything else?
I don't.
Joanne? Dale?
No, I'm good.
Okay, we'll go around the room. Vince?
Nope.
We had to excuse Al. Roger?
I'm fine. Steve, you going to do anything on this?
We've discussed things behind the scenes, but nothing official yet as far as an exact plan. But I was recommending some press that would go along with the submittal of the report, and also had thought about it would be great to have validation from the speaker to go with the press release.
I think press releases would be enough.
Okay.
I don't think we need to take cameras in and photograph the speaker.
You know, then unless you can get a quote from him, that'd be the only.
They would probably go to get a quote from him anyway. So.
Okay.
And hopefully the governor, and it's all good.
So it may take us just a couple of days to wrap this up and put it into a form where we can get it, you know, online. So I don't know when you want to send out the press release.
I would just work with Brian and staff on the timing, and we'd be ready to put it out.
I think as long as we accomplish the press release prior to the session starting, we're probably okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You're good?
I'm good.
Okay. Brian, next meeting?
Next regular meeting will be January 23rd, 24th, same week as the water users, so we're planning a Thursday afternoon and a Friday meeting. Thursday afternoon may be a little bit compressed. You know, the water users will go to noon on Thursday, have their awards luncheon at noon on Thursday, and that'll be the end of their ceremonies. That awards luncheon will happen to be Karen's retirement party. So I'm expecting that awards luncheon will go a little longer than normal. So we're planning for maybe a compressed time frame Friday afternoon, maybe at 3 to 5.
Thursday afternoon,
excuse me.
But isn't the banquet Wednesday night?
The banquet will be Wednesday night.
So there's no hard deadline on when we have to finish Thursday. We could go a little longer Thursday if we needed to.
Correct. So we're in the process of trying to work out, you know, rough out those agendas right now.
I've seen it all done in one day. I'm not sure it's a good idea, but. Okay, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Appreciate you folks on the phone. I think we've done a good work here. When I say we,
our staff has done a lot of good work here, and we'll probably get to take credit for quite a bit of it.